Good afternoon. Lovely to be here on this Wednesday edition of Millsy at Midday. How would you like to win $10,000 and save a heap of lives as well? We're talking to Dave Gossage. He's the president of the Bushfire Volunteers, and we're going to work out how that all fits in together with 10 grand. G'day, mate.
Afternoon, Millsy.
Tell us about what you're up to.
Well, we've actually partnered with a global energy and technology company to encourage the inventors of Australia to awaken their thoughts and skills to progress them, to come up with something that's outside the box and something that can make a real difference in the emergency fire space across Australia.
It's worthwhile, $10,000 to assist a worthy inventor, which is terrific. Now, it can be in prevention, preparedness, response or recovery.
That's right. So, you know, our aim as Bushfire Volunteers is to prevent fires. That's always been our utmost priority in life. This prevention part is one where the inventions are ones that would actually help people build strong, resilient communities, as well as, you know, making a tool or something that could make the job of the volunteers on the front line even easier, or some device that they can use to keep them safe when they are out there.
A lot of volunteers are from the bush, and they're fairly clever, aren't they, in coming up with solutions, particularly when there's nothing else around. Are you expecting these inventors to be in the country or in the city or both?
Well, we're actually hoping that we get a combination of city and country. And if you look at the history of Australia, Millsy, you'll find that Australia's had some great inventions, from the Hills hoist to the lawnmower, and we could go on. But certainly in the emergency space in WA alone, there's been a gentleman down in the Denmark Albany region who actually came up with the idea of a personal shelter that can be attached to vehicles and stuff.
Yep.
Another one in the Byford area, a gentleman, Don Dorr, I remember him inventing a water pump for fire units that was a combination of high pressure, high volume. And then we've got a couple of guys, one in Bunbury, one in Cajun, up there joining forces and developing new nozzles. These are the sort of things that we'd encourage people to come forward with if they think they've got an idea that's worth pursuing.
Mm.
The outcomes or the process that we'll be doing is all the ideas will be thrown into a pool, and the organisation will actually mentor these inventors' ideas for a period of 3 months.
Right.
So if you've got an idea, you know, you're going to get an opportunity for free mentoring for 3 months. And then after the 3 months, that's when a winner will be chosen. And we hope to announce that sometime around October, end of October this year. And that's where that $10,000 prize will come out of all the inventors. So we're certainly looking at putting the net far and wide, and hopefully we can get some good ideas coming forward out of it.
So $10,000 is great, but saving lives is even better. I mean, I noticed with interest that there's 250,000 bushfire volunteers across the nation. We've got about 20,000 here in WA.
That's right. We're a big organisation, and, you know, you put that 250,000 plus volunteers keeping Australia safe, and, you know, there's only 30,000 paid. It's very hard for the volunteers' voice to get heard in amongst all this command and control, and, you know, it's just getting ridiculous, to be honest. And great ideas of innovation, if it's not the bureaucracy's idea, it's not allowed to see the light of day, is what we're hearing from volunteers. That was another reason for bringing it forward, because the bureaucracy is blocking good ideas coming forward to keep us safe.
I love the idea of having a shield around an individual, which means they could go into a house and be absolutely certain they're going to be okay. And I'm sure we're nearly there, but one day, hopefully, that will be foolproof and no one will be injured anymore in rescuing people in those scenarios. Hey, mate, good luck with it. If people want to enter, what do they do?
Well, if they could go onto the website www.bushfire.org.au/programs/IDP, or just go onto the bushfire.org.au website and put in the word innovation, and that'll take them to the links to how to register your interest. And it's open to everybody. It's not just for emergency services people. It's for the backyard inventor that's been plotting away or something for the last 10 years. we've got to come up with new ways of pumping water without having to use petrol motors, for instance, or diesel motors, you know.
Sure.
So any invention's good.
Good stuff, Dave. Take care.
No worries, Melzi. Have a good day, mate.
Yeah, we'll do. Good on you. Dave Gossage there. And people like Dave make the community a better place. It keeps us all alive and happy, etc.